Yud Gimel Purim. The Torah says there are 13 special axes we bring for Musaf on the first day Sukkot. Elim Shnayim, the Torah also says there are two Elim, two rams, Ulsoy Asir Echad, and one young goat. So now the law is like this. Throughout the whole year we have 24 Mishmarim. The Kanim would divide up into 24 different categories, and every week another one did the Mishmar work that week. Achutz, when it came to Gimel Regolim and Yom Tovim, then all the Mishmarim used to bring the Kavanah together. Now we want to give an equal chance for all the Chav Dal 24 Mishmarim to do the Avodah. So now on Sukkot there were so many Kavanahs, and the first few days we had much more than 24 Kavanahs, so we made sure that each Mishmar has the right to bring at least one Korban. So from the first day, from these first Yud Gimel Purim that are brought, we let 13 different Mishmarim, each Mishmar brings one of them. Elim Shnayim V'Sor Rechet, so together that's 13, 2, 15, and 1 is 16. Now so far we have 16 Mishmarim that are taken care of. How many are we missing? We're missing another 8, because we're 24 altogether. So 16 we're taken care of. Now, Nishtai Risham Yudalat Kvosim. The Torah still says we have another 14 Kvosim to be brought. 14 for Korban Musa, 14 lambs. Now, Lishmoina Mishmaris B'yayim Rishon. That for these 8 Mishmarim that didn't have a chance yet. So how do we divide up 14 into 8? Shisho makrivim shnayim shnayim. Two of the Mishmarim brings two of the kvasim. So that's 12 of them. The yashar, the last two left over, echod echod. The two Mishmarim, the last two Mishmarim bring one and one. So it comes out that on the first day Sukkot, all the 24 Mishmarim had a chance at least to bring one of the kabbonis of the Korban Musaf that's brought the first day. There's one person, one kain, from each Mishmar had a right to bring at least one korban. That was the first day of Sukkot. Now we know every day of Sukkot, the Purim got one less. The first day was 13 Purim, 13 oxes. On the second day was only 12 Purim. So Basheni, what do we do on the second day? Is Chamisha Makrivim. Chamisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. V'yashar Echad Echad. On the second day it comes out like this. So far you have 12 Purim and 2 Elim, that's 14, and 1 Sawyer is 15. So what you have left over, we need 9 more Mishmarim. So you have 14 to go. So what we do out of these 14 is 5 of them. We let bring 2, that's 10. And we have 4 left over, v'yashar Echad Echad, that's how you get your 9. So the leftover 9 Mishmarim, they also come to bring at least something, at least one korban of the Korban Musaf of the second day. Now, Bishlishi, what do we do the third day of Sukkot? That the Purim now, the third day, became one less. There's only 11 Purim, and 2 Elim, that's 13, the Soy Rech is 14, but so far we have 14, and we have another 14 Kvasim. But how many more Mishmarim do we have? We only have 10 more Mishmarim. So then we do Dalad Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 4 Mishmarim brings 2 apiece. The Yashar, Echad Echad. Okay, so the next 6 only bring 1 apiece. That's how you have the next 10, so everybody has at least one chance. Brivi, what do we do the fourth day? That there's only 13, because there was only a 9 Purim, and then 2 Kvasim, and 2 Elim, and 1 Sawyer. We have together only 13 so far. So at this we have now 11, another 11 to go. Is Shloisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 3 Mishmarim brings 2, that's 6. The Hashar, the leftover, Echad Echad, brings 1 apiece. The same thing to say that. The Chamishi on the 5th day of Sukkot, Shnayim Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 2 Mishmarim brings 2 of them. The Hashar, Echad Echad. Everybody else brings only 1 korban apiece. Bashishi on the 6th day, Echad Makriv Shnayim, 1 person brings 2, only 1 Mishra brings 2, the Yashar Echad Echad, the rest brings 1 apiece. Bishvi, what do you do on the 7th day of Sukkot? Then Kulim Shavim. Then we only have 14 from the 1st, then we only have 10 from the 1st. In other words, there's only 7 Purim, and 2 Elim and 1 Sorry, that's 10, and then we have 14 Kvasim, so together that's 24. So each one only brings one korban. Each mishmar only brings 1 korban on the 7th day. All right, turn over. Zweite, then the Mishnah says, Bishmini, what do you do on Shmini Atzeres? Is Chazru Lepiyas Kibregolim. They go back to the regular Piyas, the regular Gerol, like every other Regolim, every other Yomtiv. Because on Shmini Atzeres, you only have one power. So you're not going to have enough, you don't have 24 Kabonis. So since you only have one power, you're not going to have enough Kabonis for the Mishmarim. So which Mishmar should bring today? That's like any other Yomtiv, Achutz from these first 7 days of Sukkis, that there's not enough Kabbonis to go around to all the Mishmarim, so we make a girl, we like choose which one should bring it. So here also on Shmini Atzeres we choose which Mishmar should come and bring it. Omru, they said like this, Mishihikriv Purim Hayoim Lo Yakriv L'mocher. Throughout the first 7 days of Sukkis, we said it started out the first day, there was 13 Purim, then 12, then 11, then 10. So the Mishmar that had a right, or was Zoycha, to have the Purim the first day, they do not get the Purim the next day. No, we made sure that all the Mishmarim had an equal chance to bring the carbon of the power itself. Elochorizim Chalila. They used to go around the circle like to take a chance that each Mishmar should get an equal chance in using, bringing the Purim. So more stuff like this now. Neima Masnisin Rebbi Hi V'lo Rabbonin. The Chura Mishnah should go only according to the Rebbe and not according to the Rabbonin. What does this mean? The Tanya would not like this. Par Habor Bishmini. The special power that we brought on the 8th day in Shmini Atzeres is Betchila Mafaisin Olav, Divrei Rebbe. Which Mishma should bring it? We used to make a pious, we used to choose to know which Mishma should bring it. The Chomi said, no, we don't choose. Rather, Achas Mishtei Mishmaris, Deleishul Shabaporim, Oisoisei. He said, out of these all, the 70 Purim that were brought throughout Sukkis, when it went around the chance of 24, so most of them got a chance to bring three. Achutz from two Mishmorim that didn't have a chance to do it three times. So the Havamina now is that our Mishnah says you make a pious, we make a girl, who does? Shmini Atzeres, Mashma, all the Mishmorim have the same pious, going to the same girl. And that's not true. According to Chom, the Chom say no, it's only one of these two Mishmorim that didn't have a chance to bring three times the Purim of the middle of the Yomtiv. They have a chance now to choose. So Gemara says, no kashi, I'll tell you, afilu teme rabbonin. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to the rabbonin shita, that we know for sure who brings this power on Shmini Atzeres, only one of these two Mishmarim that didn't have a chance throughout Sukkot to bring a power three times, 3 days, is otu though shtei Mishmaris lo yefusei voi. But still, since we have a choice, one of these two Mishmarim, we don't know which one should be zeicha to bring it, so we have to have a girl for this also. We have to choose out of these two Mishmarim which one brings the power on Shmini Atzeres. So this also is Toyin of Pius. You have to make a girl to choose which one. So that's what our Mishnah means to say. Even according to Reb, even according to Chomim, you have to make a girl for which one of these two should be Zeich. Mur says now, Kaman Nozlo Hodatan. Who's the goal of this that we learned? Kol HaMishmarois Shoinois U'Mishalshes. All the Mishmarim, the 24 Mishmarim throughout Sukkis, they were able to bring two and three times the Purim. Chutz Mishtei Mishmaris, excluding two, did not bring it. Sheshoinus V'yei Mishalsha, they had a right to bring it two times, but they couldn't bring it three times. As the Chur name a Rebbe V'lo Rabbonin, it only goes according to Rebbe Shita, but not according to the Rabbonin. Shmaris says no. Afilu Teinu Rabbonin, if you want to say this goes according to Rabbonin Shita also, Mailoi Shulshlo, what do you mean it didn't have three times? It's because according to Rabbanan, the one that made this pious for Shmini Atzeres was one of these two Mishmarim. So one of these two Mishmarim for sure also did it three times. So really it should only be one Mishmar that didn't do it three times. And here it says, no, two did not do it three times. So according to Rabbanan, what do you mean two did not do it three times? They made a choosing, these two that didn't do three times throughout Sukkis had the pious for Shmini Atzeres, and one of these two did do it a third time on Shmini Atzeres. So Marin says that if even it goes according to Rabbanan Shita, but Mailoi Shulshlo, you know what it means, it didn't do it three times, the Pori Yachag means on the Yom Tovim of Sukkis. The Purim that came on Sukkis he didn't do three times. Even though it did a third time maybe on Shmini Atzeres, that doesn't count for Sukkis. Or my Kamashmalon, what is it telling us here now? Or Kamashmalon, that Mishikriv Purim Hayim, whoever brought the power of the Aksa today, Lo Yakriv L'mocha, did not bring it the next day of Sukkis. Elochorizim Chalila, like we have in our Mishnah, they take a chance, they went around the circle, whoever did yesterday doesn't do today, until each one got an equal chance. The Omer Ablezer, son's Omer Ablezer, Hani Shivim Purim. These 70 axes we bring on Sukkot. Keneged me. Who is it keneged? Keneged Shivim Umas. It's keneged the 70 nations. Par Yechidi. How come on Shemini Atzeret we bring one par? Loma. What is that for? Keneged Uma Yechida. That's keneged Klal Yisrael. Moshe is an example. The Melech Bosav Adom Shomul Avodav Osli Sudigrelam. He told all his servants, make me a big party. He said to a special beloved ones, make me a special small party. I want to enjoy you. That's what Hashem did also. The first 7 days of Sukkot, He makes Purim connected all the Umas Haolam, all 70 nations. And on the last day, Shemini Atzeret, Hashem only wants to be with Klal Yisrael. Amar Reb Yochanan, Oy lahem liyevdi kachavim, oy vei to the goyim, she'ovdu, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, v'yein yoydi ma she'ovdu, they don't know what they did. That bizman she Beis HaMikdash kain bizman, there was a Beis HaMikdash, mizbeach mechapra lahim. The mizbeach was mechapra for the goyim. Like we say now, during Sukkot, we brought the 70 Purim, which was like a Purim of forgiveness even for the goyim. The Yachshav, now that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Purim. On Sukkot, mi mechapra lahim? Who will be mechaper for them? All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding down from Nun Heyim Abeis. Here, the Bada Mishnah. B'shloisha prokim ba'ashona hoya kol mishmar reshoves. At three times a year, that means in the Gimel Regalim, all the chovdala mishmaras had an equal right to use the mishmarim. Now, the Emurei HaRegolim, they used to divide equally the Emurim, the Karbonus of the HaRegolim, that were brought on the Gimel Regolim. So Rashi says, the Gimel Prokim means B'sholosh Regolim. During the Gimel Regolim, it was all Chof Dalim Mishmarim, that throughout the year, they had 24 Mishmarim, that means the Kahanim, were divided up into 24 different groups, and every week another Mishmar did the Avodah. Achutz from the Gimel Regolim, then everybody was able to come and do the Avodah together. Now, the Mishnah says that Kol HaMishmar HaShavas B'Muri HaRegolim. The Emurim, so the Emurim asked the question, the Emurim is what's burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not something you eat. So Emurim really means the parts that the Kohanim get from the Karbonos that are brought special to cover the Gimel Regolim goes to all the Mishmaros. Everybody has an equal share in it. The Rashi says, the Emurim HaRegolim, Bo'eiroi Shel Oilus, either it means the skin from the Karbon Oila, U'Bechazo V'Shoik Shel Shal Michagiga. Relsa means the chazon and the shayf from the korban chagiga. Haboyes machmas regal. There's a special korban that comes machmas to gimel regolim. The Gemara forish my loshin emurim diktoni. Why does the Mishnah say loshin of emurim? Emurim usually means the parts that's burnt on the mizbech. Usually means the chel of the fats. You don't divide the fats. The Gemara says it's lav dafka the emurim. It means really the korbanos that are brought lekoved the shalmei chagiga. That all the chavdal and mishmar is divided equally. Uvechiluk lechem aponim. The same thing on the lechem aponim, all chov dal and mishmaris divided equal. So Rashi says the chiluk lechem aponim means im ira shabbos beregel. When Shabbos comes down in the middle of, let's say, Sukkot, she b'shabbos misalkinoi. So on Shabbos they took off the old lechem aponim from last week, or misavyum lechemach, and they put the new yud beis lechem aponim for this coming week. So usually the mishmar of that week has a right to divide it. Or we'll see in the next mishnah how they divided it. But when it came out on Yom Tov, then all the Chov Dal Mishmaros divided it equally. The Lechem Aponim. The Atzeres. What about when it came a Shavuos? On Shavuos, you had the special Shtei HaLechem, Lekovit Shavuos. Is who divided it? Is Oymaloi Helech Matzah Helech Chometz. Also was divided equally. So let's say Atzeres, Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, they're like two special Kabbonis today. There's the regular Lechem Aponim, you divide it every single Shabbos. And there's also the special Shtei HaLechem that's brought Lekovit Shavuos. And since it's a Yom Tov now, all the Chov Dal and Mishmaros divide equally. So they divide it, they say, Helech Matzah, each one has a right to get a part of the Matzah. Helech Chometz, each one has a part to get the Shtei HaLechem. Hey, the Shtei HaLechem that's brought Lekovit Shavuos is made out of Chometz. And the Lechem Aparan that brought every Shabbat, that's made out of Matzah. In other words, each mishma divides it separately, a part of the Shtei HaLechem made out of Chometz, and a part of the Lechem Aponim, Lekovit Shabbos, that's made from Matzah. The Rashi, Oymaloi Rashi, L'chol Echo, Kishenoysen Loi Chelkoi, Helech Matzah, we're giving you Matzah. O Kishenoysen Loi B'Shtei HaLechem, when we're giving you from the Shtei HaLechem, Oymaloi, Helech Chometz. Lefishen chokim korban connected korban. You can't get a part of this korban connected to the other korban. Elamikol echot chokim. Every part had to be divided equally. In other words, you took the shtei halechim that brought special kovet shvuis and we divided equally between all chavdala mishmaris. That was made out of chametz. And then you took the shtei the lechem upon him and also divided it equally between all the yudbeit, between the chavdala mishmar. Yeah. Now mishmar shez mana kavua hu makriv temidin nedormu nedobis. Now even though it's during regal right now, there's a special mishmar that week. So now that we say all the Chav Dalim Mishmaris, the 24 Mishmar of the Kanim, divide equally, that's only a special korban that's brought the Kovid Yomtif, a Shal Mechagiga. What about the regular korbanos that are brought every single day? Like Lamosho, saying here, Mishma Shezmane Kavua, who makrif to meet him, hey, the korban atomid. You know who gets the korban atomid? The Mishma that's supposed to work this week. Because even though this week is Sukkis, we don't say all the Chav Dalim Mishmaris divide equally with the korban atomid, because the korban atomid is not a korban special lekovid yomtiv. That's brought every single day. So a korban that's brought stam off the day itself, then we say only their mishmer that's supposed to be working this week has a right to divide the korban. So nedorim huadin nedovis. If somebody stam wants to bring a korban neder or a korban nedover on yomtiv, halacha is the special mishmer that his week should be this week. They get the korbanos of this week. V'shar korbanos tibur. Who are then all any other korban tziba? Or makriv esakil. They also have a right, this mishmar, as this week, even though it's sukkis, but this week is one of the weeks that are divided up in the chav dalim mishmaris. So the special kahanim, that mishmar, that has a right to work this week, even though it's sukkis, they bring the korban atomid, the nedarim and adavis, any korban tziba brought, they bring it. And who are then the makriv esakil? The makriv, any korban that wants to be brought today, they have a right to bring it. So Gemara will explain what are we coming to include. Like it already said, any korban that's brought special, they get. The only korban that's divided equally is the korbanos that are brought in the covered regal. There's a special shal mechagiga that's divided equally. But otherwise, there's a special mishmar for this week, and that mishmar has the right to get the korbanos of that week. So what the mishnah comes to include, the Gemara will say. For the Gemara, the kasha, emurei horegolim shal gavoyininu. What are you telling me now, the emurim? The emurim usually means the parts of the fat that's burnt on the mizbeach. So they're saying now, during the regolim, all the mishmarim divided equally. For the gemara, there's nothing to divide. Shagavayininu, that's the fat that's burnt on the mizbeach. Nobody gets it. It doesn't mean the emurim. It means the kabonis that are said about regolim. In other words, the shal mechagiga, or the special oileria, the special korban oilu that you bring the kovid yomtiv, that are called part of the skin of the animal, that goes to all Chav Dalim Mishmaris. The Chazov is Shoik on the Shal Mechagiga. Tana Rabbonin. Minayin, how do we know this? Shekola Mishmaris Shovis Demur HaRegolim. How do we know this, Taka, that the Kabonis that are spoken about on the Kavod Yomtiv, all the Chav Dalim Mishmaris have a right to divide it equally? Talmud Leim of the Pasuk says, Uvo Yishikom B'chol Avas Nafshei. Whatever you want, V'sheris and Yishdu V'Avoida. So, Mashma, any time you come, you have a right to do the avoida, any kain you want. Yochel af b'shai yemois hashana kain. Maybe the rest of the year also, any kain, any labor that comes, whenever he wants, so he could do the avoida. Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, no, me'echad shi'arecha. From one of the gates. So, lo yamarti, it was only said that any kain that wants to come and do the avoida, ela b'sho shakol yisrael nechnosim b'sharechad. Only at the time that the whole Klal Yisrael is coming into one gate, which means B'shas early regolim, B'shas the Gimel regolim. Hey, that's when Rashi says Uvo b'chalavas nafshe B'shas b'chalachov shein amishma makiv alov. The Pasuk is saying the Kohen could come whenever he wants, and the regular mishma of that week cannot stop him from doing the avoda. Now v'chivon dozecha b'avodosai, since on Gimel regolim any Kohen could do the avoda, it's uadin zecha b'achilosim. Meila, that Kohen has the right to eat. If he brought the shal mechagiga, he has the right to eat the chazav b'shoik. Who gets the meat of the animal to eat? The kohen that brings it. So since on the Gimel Regolim, on Yom Tov, any kohen has the right to come and do the avodah, so when he does the avodah, he gets what to eat. Over chav dal mekoyim as nikru kanim levim. Talmud Leim miyechad sharechom, reishu the kruav, chiyovi alevi miyechad sharechom, v'dorsh nehochi, kumoy dechad sharechom, v'shkol yisro nechnosim, v'sharechom kleima, v'yirachas. when the whole Klai Yisrael comes to the other regal, at this time it's said the halacha, that any kohen that wants to, he has the right to walk in and say, here I am, I want to do the avodah. So even though usually there are a special mishmer each week, that those are the kohen that have a right to do it, but not during the Gimur Golem. During the Gimur Golem, the pasuk says, Uvo b'chol avas nashay. Whoever wants to has the right to come and do the avodah. Right? Right. Now, when it came on Shabbos, when Shabbos came out in Shabbos Sukkis, that they had to divide up the lechem upon him, it was also divided equally to any kohen that was there. Any kohen that was there got a portion of the lechem upon him. Tana Rabbanim, minayin, how do we know this? Shekola mishmaris shavos v'chilek lechem upon him. How do we know this? That when they divided up the lechem upon him, every mishmar was equal. Any kohen that was there at that time had a right to take a chelik from the lechem upon him. Talmud Leim of the Pasuk says,